Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and tonight is our very special once-a-week program, which is Saturday night live on the Light Shift. So if you'd like to go on the Light Shift, you must listen live. If you happen to hear this program right now on an archive, know that the energy of peace will be with you, and you need to come on the next show that we have on Saturday to go to the Light Shift. So let's do an emotional clearing for everybody. Since today is Saturday, and we'll also do some trauma clearing. So here we go. So emotional, count to five to release these energies that you may have. Think of something. One, two, three, four, and five. And trauma, here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Okay, everybody. So let's go to the Light Shift. So I want everybody just to kind of relax. And you want to just think of one particular healing that you'd like to experience. And here we go. You can bring up your animals and pets and flower trees and gardens. Going up to the Light Shift now. And I'll count to five to change the energy so you can actually sense the energy of the Light Shift connecting to you along with being on the Light Shift. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we're there right now. So the first room that we're going into is a room which has the red energy, and the red energy is for life force, so request healing if you like, and you're going to feel this energy coming into your body. It might kind of make your body get warm. We're also going to the hot tub room. This is helping you to detoxify your body, and we're in a special gel, which is a yellow colored gel tonight, and we'll go into one other room. And we're in these rooms at the same time. We're going to a room which will kind of be a sampling of what we're going to be having tomorrow. And this is where they actually give you the amber blood. So you can actually feel your blood change a little bit right now in this sample clearing. On the 8-hour calls that we have on Sundays, you're in the room for the whole 8 hours of time, having your blood purified. And it looks like golden blood on the Light Shift. So going into this room now, so bring the energy to us. So stronger, 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 and stronger. What we'll do now is go into another room for healing. And this is the centrifuge room. So think of a negative addiction, habit pattern, and also maybe even a physical condition that you're dealing with, and we'll see if we can help you with that. So think of that right now. The broom is spinning. It will resonate to the frequency of the thought energy that you're looking at, along with the energy of the thought energy that created your physical problem. Remember, the mind creates these things. In true light, it doesn't exist. So here we go. Think of something, and we're in the room now. It's spinning, and I'll just increase the energy to have it released from you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. And you might even sense your body kind of moving a little bit. The walls around you are moving, but the actual physical body that you have is not. We'll go into another room. This room has the seal energy. So we'll be playing with the seals. There's three seal doctors here to help you release the energies. And these happen to be, it's like they're black with white spots on them. So I request your healing. Here they come. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Going to one other room here. A lot of people love the room where the large trees are. And so here comes the tree energy. Stronger. Request your healing. Stronger. 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 And stronger. Also go into the room which has the silver healing water. Much like what is down here in Lourdes, France. So we're going into this room. And you may actually see the energy of Saint Bernadette. Here we go. Coming into this room. And you might feel the water coming onto the bottom of your feet and moving up your body as you walk into it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And again, we'll bring some more of the energy into you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, we'll go on to another location, and we'll go up to the penthouse on the lightship, and you're going to be able to see the stars, the actual real stars that are created by the light. Here we go. Request your healing, and these stars, which are conscious beings from the light, will project healing energy to you. And here we go. Stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Hey, everybody. We'll go into one final room. And we'll go into the room where they have the large crystal geodes. There's different types of crystals there, so it's your choice. You may want amethyst, you may want clear quartz, or some other type of mineral. So I'll request your healing here. Here comes this energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So you might actually feel the energy now in this room. And what we'll do is a special healing for the people that have lost their lives to this natural disaster, which I don't think is natural. I think the aliens have perpetrated it. But we have the light ship come now, and they're already collecting the spirits from the people. So the darkness will not have the availability to bring them back into the forced reincarnation process of the darkness. So they'll be collected now. You might feel energy leaving the planet from the people who are no longer living. So all their spirits will now be collected and brought back into light. I'll count to 10 to commence this. You may actually feel it around you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's come back from the light ship. Oh, we have a request for the green room. We can do that. So let's go into the green room here for healing. As many colors of energy on the light ship. They're not necessarily the same that we have down here for color therapy, but this is the green room. Here we go, coming into that room. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, so all these healings are between you and the light being doctors. And we're going into the orientation room where we're giving thanks. And the doctors now are talking with us, the ones that we have worked with this evening. Our animals and pets, flower, tree, garden, etc. is coming back to us right now. So we can come down. Coming back down right now. And I'll count to five. You're going to feel the energy from the light ship disconnect from you. And you're going to be kind of back here on Earth completely. So here we go, coming down. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we're back now, here now, everybody. So you might want to get up and walk around. Maybe take, 10 steps or so. I'd say at least, you know, maybe walk 20 feet up and back. See how your body's doing, and you may find that some aches and pains that you possibly could have had previously might be released from you. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Carrie, are you out there in cyberspace?
Yes, Ron, I'm here. Thank you very much, and welcome, everybody. We have quite a lot of people on the fast chat. Not really any questions yet, but a lot of people saying hello, and a few people, it looks like Chia is has seen the light beings on the ship, big light beings, Chia is saying, so that's great. So let's see, Ron, it's Saturday, and so tomorrow you have, I'm just trying to think here, what you have coming up as you're in New York. There's the 8-hour healing tomorrow, Sunday, that I believe it's the second of the series of three, and that starts at 10 a.m. Pacific, and don't forget to put your clocks forward tonight, everybody, so it will be the new 10, which would be like the old 9 a.m., so 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern time for 8 hours of healing up on the light ship, a little bit different from what we just did, as many of you know. Yes, spring forward, spring ahead. Let's see. So that's tomorrow, Sunday, and then the following Sunday, Ron, you have your expo the following weekend, correct? Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Yes, that'll be at the New Yorker Hotel in Manhattan, New York, and it'll be the 18th, 19th, and 20th. So if you can come to that, I'll be here. Or there, I should say. I'm already here. So you can come into the light infusion chamber. One time through is $20. If you wish to experience it again for four additional times, then that cost is another $20, which means $40 total for five sessions. And for those of you who really want to have a lot of healing and to move forward more with densities that are inside of you, then we have the unlimited. And most people do the unlimited about maybe 10, 12 times throughout the weekend. So if you are coming to the expo maybe 2 days in a row or something, then by all means, you know, do the unlimited because it'll benefit you a lot. And it takes about typically around 20 minutes to a half an hour between sessions for you to integrate the energy. And each healing session is a little bit over 5 minutes in length. So it's a wonderful experience. And most people that come back to the expo each year go into it, so it's a big hit at the expo. People can't wait for me to come back each time I come to either hear me at the different lectures and workshops that I have, and also the Light Infusion Chamber. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Let's see. Tina has an interesting question. What's the difference between manifesting and creating?
I guess it's just the way you interpret the two words.
Okay.
So,
it's
light,
two words for the same thing?
Well, creating means that you are probably putting your energy into doing something, kind of like baking a cake. Where manifesting means that I think you're drawing something to you, okay? So that's probably the difference, but the outcome would be very similar. In the light, everything is with you automatically. You really don't have to manifest typically in the light because, well, you do manifest in the light, but not like what it is here. You don't have to kind of grunt and groan and do different things to bring it to you into your life because the light always attracts light and it comes to you instantly. Unfortunately, we're not in the true light here, so we have to look at the other ways that the dark side is allowing us to do the manifestations. And if everybody was heart-centered, then we'd have no darkness, and you would be able to manifest things instantly because somebody of light would come to your maybe assistance there and give you what you need because it has to come to you through some other manifestation or physical person, we'll say. So it's not going to materialize out of thin air where, you know, that's the same way that is used down here now with the darkness. So you still have to bring something to you, but the law of attraction is not the same as it would be in the light of the darkness here. And remember that the teachings here of the light of the darkness is what people teach you, especially the secret, that is strictly of that, bringing something to you to find your parking place, et cetera, where you're using your mental mind, free will, goes out the window when you do that. So you're using your mind to control the battle of the minds. The stronger mind gets the outcome, and the weaker one suffers, we'll say, and that's the way the law of attraction works with mind energy. So someone wins, another one loses, or many people may lose. So this is kind of the way that system works of the law of attraction. And it's a system that was put in place by the aliens, which are the darkness that we all experience here. So I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay. excuse me. Ajahn, I'm not sure. Oh, Ajahn, I'm not sure how to pronounce your name. I'm sorry, is asking for a clearing for a cloned spirit.
Well, that's a good one.
Yeah, I don't think we've had that before.
Oh, so let's see here. So if you have a cloned spirit residing with you, which a lot of people have, remember the darkness creates a cloned spirit, and you could be talking to that. In the last program, we showed you how people normally drop into the heart energy, which is the energy of the darkness, the mind energy, which has a heart, and you think that you're connected to your spirit because they connect your spirit and use the light of the darkness spirit with you. So this is kind of very similar to that here, where you have a spirit created by darkness, and that would be a cloned spirit. So here we go. We're going to release that from everybody if you happen to have one that's embedded in you. And here we go. So I'll count to 10 to release that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So that should get rid of the energy, which should be a cloned spirit with you. We'll also do a cloned emotional body. And then we'll do a cloned mental body. So let's do the emotional one here. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And now we'll do the mind energy, which could be cloned here. You could have many minds being attached to you, which could have different programs. So here we go again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you again.
Okay, Tina has a quick little follow-up question here from the manifesting and creating question. She's asking, is it okay to manifest using intention?
If you drop into your heart center, you have to have your spirit connect with your thoughts that you wish to have in your head, and then you can do your manifestation from your heart. So by dropping down, yes, you can do that that way. You want to be heart-centered to do your manifestation. That way, it won't cause any harm to anybody. Otherwise, like I said, when you use your mind to do it, then you win or you lose, and somebody else wins or loses. It's the battle of the minds. And that's the same thing as curses, spells, hexes, witchcraft, etc. That's what you're doing. You're using those same tools to bring something into your life. You're actually being a dark side practitioner yourself by doing these things, causing someone harm. Hey, Carrie.
Okay. excuse me. Oh, well, Pat is... I'm coughing, and Pat just asked if you could do a cough clearing. A clearing for a cough. I imagine like coughs and colds, I would guess that Pat means, but I'm not sure.
Well, let's first do entities, because entities could be attaching to your throat or to whatever is wrong with you.
Okay.
So let's do that here. So getting rid of that, entities. So stronger, 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 and they're going away. Stronger, 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 stronger and stronger. And so we got rid of that energy of entities. Now we'll have to do some healing work. Remember, because if you don't have with the entities released, now you're able to have your spirit help heal your throat. So let's work on your throat here. And we'll bring in some energy there. And we'll bring in some of the golden energy. So here it comes. So 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more time for the throat. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9 and 10. Okay, so see how your throat is feeling? And if you have a throat problem, naturally your chakras are probably out of alignment there. So let's do a chakra alignment for everybody. So I'm going to go to your heart center first and reposition that. There we go. Throat chakra. There we go. Repositioning that. Third eye. Good. Moving down below the heart, go to your power chakra. Okay. Second chakra. And first chakra. Do an opening now. This will bring more energy into your body. So heart chakra. I'll use the word spin to increase the energy. We'll go body width for everybody. So spin, 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 open. And go up to your throat chakra now. Spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. And below the heart now, power chakra. Spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. So I'll go back to the throat. Now you might have cordings attached to you. We'll take away cordings, and we'll just kind of work our way up. We'll go from the first chakra up to the crown chakra. So here we go. We'll see what happens on the crown anyway here. So first chakra, releasing energies from that. Here we go. These are cords behind you. Second chakra, third chakra, fourth chakra, fifth chakra, sixth chakra, and we'll see what the aliens are doing to your crown here. Releasing these cords here. Remember, these are like the jellyfish energies here. And who knows what they've been doing to us the last few days here. Here we go. Taking these away. Great. Now we'll do the cordings that could be in front of you. Remember, cords also take away your energy just like entities will. So let's go to the first chakra in front of us. Here we go. Taking these off. Okay, second chakra. And third chakra. And fourth chakra. Fifth chakra. Sixth chakra. And again, in front of us, the crown chakra. Taking these things off. While we have the call tomorrow to help get yourself cleared out of these alien life forms that like to live inside of you and also connect to your body. There we go. Okay, see how your throat's doing, everybody. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, thank you. Cole had a question a little bit ago. They're asking, can we crash a headache? Looks like he or she got a headache after doing the space-time crash today, I think is what it means.
Well, you could figure out the emotional problem with that and go back into the timeline crashing and do that. That's what I would say doing. But the space-time crash is going to bring back emotional issues because it comes into your DNA. This is your body coming back to you from a parallel life. On the timeline crash, it normally also comes back, but the space-time crash is ones that maybe have been out there for a much longer time or even off of this timeline that you crashed. So the space-time crash clears you and brings you back here. Like I said, most of the time you're automatically brought back with the timeline crash, but if not, the space-time crash will bring you back. And, yeah, you could have a problem. This is why I tell people not to do anything, with your life when you're doing a space-time crash. Be right with your computer. Don't do anything else. And sit there and do it. It's that important. So the headache could just be from having damage to your head, that they were doing something to you, that they, the aliens out there on the parallel lifetimes, and when you crashed previously, a timeline for something, they may have been torturing your head in a torture chamber or something, and it was brought back to you with a physical body integrating back to you. And that went into your cellular memory, which could be why you have a headache. Normally it'll go away, you know, pretty quickly, but that's what the space-time one does. It's a very intense, heavy-duty clearing to bring you back into wholeness. That you're bringing the part of you physically back to you. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, let's have a look. So just for anybody new or newish out there, I just want to let you know that you can type your questions into the fast chat, which the little button for that is right by the arrow that you click to hear the audio on the show. We're not having callers tonight, so that's the way to get your questions to Ron this evening. And I'm just clicking, refreshing mine to see what we have. Oh, there's quite a bit that I didn't realize is here. Okay, let me just quickly. Okay, Hart is asking, is clearing the sludge body still important? Is it the same as the slime body? That's one that you haven't talked about for a long time, Ron, so that's a good question to bring up.
Boy, I'd have to go back into those clearings to look. I'm pretty involved with the clearings now on Japan, so I can't really access that this minute. I've been working with that for 2 days now.
Oh, okay. All right.
So I didn't get much sleep, a couple of days ago.
Oh, goodness. Well, thank you for doing that so much.
But yeah, I was, started that basically probably the whole day before, whenever it happened. I don't know when it exactly happened, but anyway.
Yeah, a couple of days
as far
ago.
As, I think you had asked about radiation, clearing that away from people. No, I do not deal with radiation at all, period. So I don't deal with that at all. It will not ever go through my body.
Yeah.
So I don't clear radiation. Clearing the people's spirits, I got those out of here now, so they can not be attached to the darkness, but what happened with the radiation, I cannot affect that.
Okay, makes sense. With everything having to run through your body, that would definitely not be something anybody would want run through their body. Let me just quickly go to the right page here. Quite a few comments about different energies that people are experiencing in different parts of their body. I'll just say that the slime clearing, if anyone wants to do it, is on the website, but I don't think the sludge one is. I'm not sure. I know that was talked about a long time ago, sometime, I don't know, close to a year ago maybe, but I don't think that one is on the website. That's just my thought on that. So let's have a look, see what other new questions we have. Okay. Arjan is asking what the difference is between the time-space crashing and the cloned body on cloned planets clearing is.
Okay, I got to think of that one here.
So they're both involving parallel lives.
Okay, cloned bodies on cloned Earths and planets. Okay, that's a whole lifetime clearing. The timeline crash is for right now, in the moment. The other clearings are for going back throughout this lifetime to clear those out. That's the difference. It's a whole lifetime clearing versus one that's in the present moment. So the timeline crash is like a Band-Aid. So it's going to help you out with that Band-Aid for what you're going through right now. And that's why I said you have many issues on that, of emotional traumas and do it many times. But to clear out your whole lifetime, then you want to go back and do the other clearings that we initially had up, which is whole lifetime clearings, which are the parallel lifetimes on and off planet and on clone Earth and on, clone planets or I guess they're not cloned at that point because they're created by the darkness. So they're planets of the aliens. So that's the difference. It's a whole lifetime clearing versus ones that are done to you right now. Much like the self-empowerment clearing, that's another Band-Aid type of clearing, which will get you jump-started back into life again. But those clearings that are on there have many, many issues, and they're not a whole lifetime clearing. So if you do a self-empowerment clearing, you're not clearing your whole life of what you're dealing with. You're just clearing enough out of the way to get jump-started. So that's why we have whole lifetime clearings, to clear away this lifetime. So we have two ways to approach something. One is to get help right now that will work for a short time with you, because remember, we're just clearing away part of that iceberg, just the very, very maybe top of it. But there's still more underneath it. So what's underneath that is this lifetime. What's below the surface of the water, we'll say, is your past lives. So that's the way you can look at the clearings. So one is like a Band-Aid to get you jump-started, which is your timeline crashing. If you wish to go further, then you can also do the other ones, which go deeper, which your whole lifetime. So that's kind of the way the clearings are designed to help you out. And the more that you do as far as the whole lifetime clearings, the better off you're going to be, because you may get rid of this energy. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Everett has an interesting question. He's wondering whether emotions open or close your chakras.
I would imagine they could probably, affect your chakras. There's more to the body than just your chakras. But there's a lot more energetic vortexes that aren't even talked about. But most people kind of perceive the chakras as, you know, the one and all thing that affects your body, but there's many, many other ones. In fact, I'll do a clearing on one of the invisible ones that deal with the same location as your power chakra. There's quite a few there. I think there's probably about 40 of them in that same location. So I'll let you experience that type of clearing. So we'll do 5 at a time here. So here we go. Maybe I'll do 10 at a time, make it quicker. Here we go. So ready? Feel your power chakra, everybody. And this will be other chakras, other energy vortexes that are associated with that, but not connected to what you have thought about and read about in books. So here we go. We'll do the first 10. Here we go. Stronger. And I'll use that to clear it here. Stronger, 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 stronger. I could count to 10, I guess. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, we'll do another set of 10 energy vortexes that are located from the same area. See if your body's changing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And another a set of 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And one more set of 10, totaling 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you might want to get up and walk around and just see how you feel with your power chakra, how your solar plexus feel. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Excuse me. Randy has another chapter in his ascension questions that he has been asking this week. And the one today, he's asking if you can help him on the topic of smoking or not smoking and whether that will hinder ascension.
I would say probably not. But what could hinder you is the fact that you may have a lot of judgment stored there, okay? But without that, remember you have other judgments too, so you're just picking on or looking at smoking. But no, it's not going to make you ascend or not ascend, much like if you eat, vegetarian versus, meat. That won't make a difference either. So it doesn't matter. You have to get rid of the judgments out of you. So whatever that would be in judgment, you want to get rid of. But that could manifest as smoking, but the actual physical thing's not going to make any difference to you. All that's being judged with you. If you had a complete freedom of judgment on smoking, then it wouldn't make any difference whatsoever, because you would not have a judgment on it. Just by asking the question means that you have a judgment on that situation. kind of neutral with it. If you were in neutral, it wouldn't make any difference to you whatsoever. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Let's have a look. A lot of comments. I'm sifting through to see if we have any questions. There's one from Tina. Tina, I don't understand this question. Ron, maybe you will. Can you do a clearing for Skylar's, maybe that's diphtheria vaccine, or DTaP vaccination today? I'm not sure what that means.
That you want to do personally. I'll do clearings that are related to all the callers listening, but nothing that's just designed for one person with a special issue.
Okay.
Sorry, Tina, but I don't normally do that. You know, if you said I have a headache, can you do a headache? Well, that would be people who have headaches out there, or if you have an owie someplace, I can do that. But just one particular issue like that, that's not it wouldn't be fair to everybody else listening here.
Okay. Unless I'm missing anything, I'm not seeing. There's another question from Kat Ligo in Botswana, asking what happens when HARA, H-A-R-A, is open, and I don't know what that means either. Do you know what that means, Ron?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Maybe she could change the word a little bit.
Retype or just type in what that means. Know that word.
There's someone here trying to check that out for me right now, but
okay, great.
Maybe it happens. Maybe it's Kundalini with a different word on it. I just don't know. So
okay. Marianne says that she is doing the sledge body clearing. So I misspoke. That must be online, and she's saying it's quite powerful. So thanks for putting that in, Marianne. Ron, would you like to activate the light beam while we're waiting for some more questions? Maybe that would
sure.
be nice for everybody and feel good for you.
Okay, so the light beam will be activated here. It'll bring peace into your room. Here we go. So just kind of watch the light beam. For most people, the light beam will become more three-dimensional. It may even look like it's floating on your monitor screen. And it can change colors. And watch the eyes, too, and watch the glow around the light beam. So here we go. And what would you like, Carrie? I can do male, female, and non-gender.
Let's do non-gender tonight.
Okay, so
let's
here we
that.
Go. Non-gender light beam. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, there you go, everybody. And we'll leave the light beam activated if you wish. Let's make it straight up in the hour, maybe a little bit over an hour from now. So basically, we'll say an hour and maybe 15 minutes, we'll say, okay? So we have
Great.
Some nice, wonderful peace energy into your room. So back to you, Carrie.
Thank you. So Hart is asking for a sample blood barcode clearing. Is that one that you can do as a sample, or do we need to do that as a full clearing online?
Normally a full clearing. I'll just do it briefly here.
Okay, great.
We'll hold the energy for, until the show is over here. So here we go. This will bring in more energy into your blood here and take away some of the controlling energies on your blood. So here we go. I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, just see what that feels like here.
So what does that remove, Ron, for people who are not familiar with that clearing? What does that take off us?
It'll take away the barcodes that would prevent your blood from working properly inside of your body.
Okay. All right. So let's have a look. Tina is asking, how about a healing for being a target of jealousy? Someone else's jealousy.
I'll do a clearing for jealousy for people. And here we go. So stronger. Just think of one issue right now, because you have to think of an issue. And we'll release that one issue here in the last few days here, if you've had something. So stronger, and stronger. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
All right, and Hart is asking for a sample of the pain body clearing and the infection body clearing.
Okay, pain body. So here we go. Think of a pain that you have in your body. If you feel perfectly fine right now, then think of a past pain that you may have had, because the energy is always with you unless you happen to have a whole lifetime pain clearing. So think of an issue that you've had with pain. I'm going to release that from you right now. This would be, it's just be one day of that issue, okay, because you're bringing up one day of the issue. This is what these samples are for. They're not for like a month of pain. It'll just be one day of pain. So here we go. Releasing that. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. Okay. But what was the other one? Infection.
Infection, yeah.
Okay, so here we go. Same process. Think of an infection that you have right now, or one that you may have had, and we'll clear one day of that away from you. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. Okay. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, Arjan has a question. See if we can decipher this. I'm not clear. Maybe you will be. The question is, I guess this is a request for a clearing. I'm not sure. But a soul particle on a cloned body in a cloned planet, which cannot be found by the light beings.
Okay, yeah, that happens. That'll be on the clearing that I'll be putting out, the 108 body clearing. So that happens all the time, where your physical body could have a piece removed from it, and also your spirit could also be out there. So this is article of your spirit being on a cloned body, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Cannot be found. Yeah, those parts will be terminated. When I do that clearing, it'll be actually a termination of the parts created by the light that cannot be found. So that's what we'll be doing at some point here to help people out, because those parts that cannot be found will still affect you. And that's unfortunately the way it works with the darkness. So, let's see, Larry has... I can see Larry's. Ron, can we do a crash on more awareness? Okay. Well, you don't need more awareness. The awareness that you're trying to have sounds like a mental awareness, so you can figure things out. That's how I'm kind of reading the question. So that's why you need to go into your heart, and then you have all the awareness there. So I don't necessarily need to crash anything. Remember, if you work with mind energy, the mind will attempt to try to figure something out forever. It could take you a million lifetimes of you trying to figure out how the light works, and you still won't ever figure the thing out. And remember, what happens, too, is that you may have some kind of alien shapeshifter coming into you wanting to figure out the way light works to hijack the light. That could even be in you, or to try to even figure out a way to have those energies connect to me to try to hijack the light also. So basically, once you work with mind energy to try to figure something out, and that's what I'm assuming the awareness could be. I could be off base here, but I'm looking at this as a mind energy question. As your mind is searching for a way to figure something out, believe me, it'll never figure anything out with the light, because the light doesn't know heart. I mean, the mind does not know heart energy. And as long as it stays in mind, it'll stay there forever, and it will try to figure out a way to steal light. That's what the dark side always does. This is what the previous question was about, is about having part of your spirit cloned off into a clone body. And, you know, where is that? You know, it's being stolen. And so, you know, the whole process is awareness is only going into your heart center. So you just need to have your spirit take your mental thoughts and put them into your heart. So now they become heart-centered. And once you're in your heart, you will never have any questions about what light is or what darkness is or anything else, because you're going to be at peace. When you're in your heart, you don't have any questions. And that's kind of the way everything seems to work. And I see that all the time when I go to the expos, and people have a lot of questions until I drop them into their heart. Then they're out of time. They're in the source energy of no time, and they feel very peaceful. Remember, the mind will always try to figure out what the light is, trying to figure out how to steal more light. And that's probably why people have so many questions about what light is, how come, you know, we're stuck here, you know, why do we get here, and everything else. And I don't have really any of those answers for you, because the whole process is just to drop to your heart. Doesn't matter what your past history is, you just need to become peaceful. You do need to clear it out of you, but trying to figure out situations of light and things like this here, or more light or less light, or, you know, more darkness, less darkness, it doesn't really matter, because where you are is where you are. You want to become peaceful. You want to have clearings to get out of the darkness, to bring in more peace into you so you can have more spirit energy. So the clearings are designed to get rid of the darkness to have more spirit. That's what this program is all about. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay. Derek is just making a comment about the blood barcode sample, saying that he's, I believe, seeing odd-shaped things left in his blood, like a chain of odd links. So I just wanted to read that out, because that's kind of interesting. I don't know if you have any comment on that. I see we're at 58 past the hour, Ron. I don't know. I know we came in a little late, but I don't know what we have left.
Yeah. Basically, that's probably what's being taken away. What you're seeing is the energies of discordance, you know, odd harmonic, maybe particles in your blood, and how they're being attached to the darkness through a barcode to keep them that way and to bring in energies of darkness into your blood to prevent healing. So it looks like our show, let's see. New soap particles will be created by the light ship and assembled into your body. Yes, that is correct. When that 108 body clearing comes out. Yeah, that's what it's for. That's a very good question there to end the show with here. So, looks like we're running out of time again. We're getting right up against the hour here. So the light beam will be energized for the next hour. Clearing for food sensitivities. Boy, what you might want to do is do the object activation on the food, and it might make it more compatible to your body, okay? And that only costs like a dollar, so you might try that because maybe the food is having the wrong frequency for you, and you can bring it into wholeness for yourself with that clearing. Okay, so this is Ron Amatron, and our show is about over here. So thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron.
Hope you all enjoyed the light shift tonight. Our next
Yes, thank
program on
you.
BBS will be 4 o'clock Pacific, 7 o'clock Eastern on Monday, and we have our wonderful 8-hour call tomorrow. So if you're interested getting rid of alien stuff out of you, by all means, get on that call. And remember, turn your clocks back so you're not going to be caught off guard tomorrow. So, I mean, turn your clocks ahead. So, you know, have one less hour of sleep tonight. So, see you
Uh-oh.
later, everybody.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Thanks so much. And thanks for everybody for listening and for all your questions.
Okay, and what I'll do is bring in the light ship, defense fleet ship, Star Bethlehem, as we close. So here it comes. One, two, three, four, and five. And thank you, everybody. And we shall see you later.
Good
Blessings.
night.
Night.